Father, we worship you because we know that we know that we know that before this service is over, in this hour, that bodies are going to be set free and changes are going to be made, both here in this physical location and other places. And Lord, I just know that I sense that oppression because of what has come directly against the mind and the emotions, and often, and much of it is because of the infirmity, but there are direct spirits against the emotions, against the minds. These are going to be expelled as well. We glorify you and we praise you, Jesus, because you're in our midst. The power of God is upon us. The grace of the Lord is with us. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just pull me up just a little bit when this AC's on at this level. It kind of, and this is fine. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate you bringing that. Is this on low or medium? Somewhere in there. I think you could just about put it on low if that's okay with you. Hallelujah. The Lord recently... Now, I know Ralph is handsome, but don't be watching him. I think it went up. It'll cycle. Okay. The Lord has most recently been saying to us that in this season and right now, he's coming after your bodies, your physical flesh, to bring us into a place of restoration and healing. And I really believe that it is, well, he always wants that. He really always wants that. But this is a counter attack by a counter maneuver measure by the Holy Spirit against the spirit of infirmity that's come at large to the church. That's staying right where it's at. It's not changing. I don't know what's happening. It's going too fast for me. I've got to get it down. That's good. Just turn it off. There's a counterattack, or better said, the Lord is coming with his measure against the spirit of infirmity. We ought to hear from our Father, right? We heard in April how that the enemy was coming, and he did. The Holy Spirit televised or telegrammed and said, these eight assaulting spirits of hell against revival are going to come and circumvent against the church at large. You say, well, they've always been in existence, I know, but there was a full measure upscale attack. And I think all of us in some way or the other has faced that. But some of more. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit is coming particularly this morning concerning your flesh, your body, not your flesh soul, but your body flesh, your physical body. He wants us healed. He wants us healed not just of temporary things, but he wants us healed of things that have come as an onslaught to debilitate you, to absolutely debilitate you and kill you, if possible. And we start out a little heavy, but nevertheless, this is where we're at. And the truth is the truth, and the Holy Spirit wants us to present the truth so that we're going to stand up here And I saw myself. I love pictures. He'll give me pictures even more so these days than ever before. I see a week ahead what the service is going to be. And a few days ago, I saw myself standing and laying hands on you and going into your living room. And I'm telling you something, and I hope that you believe it. Because I'm not going to pass through and lay hands on you, and I'm going to call the elders and ask them to lay hands as well. And if you're with someone, wherever you're at, just as a point of reference and contact, I'm going to ask that that person, if they're born again, lays their hand on you. But I'm asking you, because I'm telling you the truth, that what I know is that he is with all an absoluteness here to bring forth miracle healing. And he is going to step into your living room and on your couch or your easy chair or wherever you're at to pass through your body from a supernatural place, a spiritual place, and pass through with the enzymes or the particles, however you want to say it, of spirit into the physical, to where that it rearranges your whole situation. And this morning, I don't want to disqualify anybody. I think everybody that really needs something would come if they, unless they've just settled it and said, no, I can feel every day it's changing. But I will say this, if you don't have a hope, if you're like, I'll try this, if Pastor wants to do it, then I'm asking you not to come. Because this has an absoluteness in my spirit that's going to pass through in a place where all I can do is, I can't build faith in you, but I know Scripture can. And sometimes the best place to start is in the beginning, right? Right at the beginning. And so let's go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. We want to talk about for just a few minutes this morning the Creator and the Restorer. The Creator and the Restorer. And I'm just going to read several passages of Scripture and create inside of you a position of faith, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And then I want to lay hands on you, and then I want to come into your living room and lay hands on you. And I want you to see before the end of the day and have an expectation. You know, if the barometer changes just a little bit, do we count that as something that God is doing? Absolutely. Come on, help me. If it changes a little bit, if you walk a little straighter, if the pain diminishes some, do you take that as a miracle? Will you take it if the ease of the Spirit begins to cause you to feel a hope that I'm coming out of this? Will you call that a miracle? Will you say that God's miracle power moved in your heart or in your mind or in your body just if it changes a little? Amen. Well, so we're in agreement. I like that agreement. We can go someplace with agreement this morning. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And here's the creation of the world, but I want you to see the power that the Lord exhibited in His words. And we'll start out here in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, here we go with many saids, but God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and here we go. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit among or after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herbs yielding seeds after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule by day and the lesser light to rule by night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great wells and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters of the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Excuse me. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and of the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb of the every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every herb, green herb, for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord formed. This is kind of giving you, the first was an overview. Now it's giving you a more indexed, microscopic view. The first was kind of a prequel to what God did. And here we see in verse 7 of Genesis 2, as far as his creation of man, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And then verse 15, skipping down, it says, and the Lord took man, the man, and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Well, we find out here in just a moment when we read in Genesis chapter 3 the fall of mankind, but we see that when God created man, his final conclusion on the sixth day was everything was very good. And we know that in creation, and there's so much more time we could spend in validating this, is that in creation, your body or humankind's body was created really to live forever. It was not created with any genetic malfunctions. It had no disease in it. It had no ability that prior to Genesis chapter 3, there was no man could have lived a billion years and he would have never, ever caught any kind of, prior to the fall, sin causing the fall, there would have been no kind of disease on the earth, or he would have never evolved into a place where his body would have broke down. It was perfect. Even as the garden was perfect, everything was very good, and God placed or built an item of something that was absolutely perfect. It was very good. But we find here that God tells man, he instructs man, that he can eat of every tree of the garden except one tree. And then we find in Genesis chapter 3, verses 17, and Adam said, because thou, and unto Adam, this is what God said, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In sweat, verse 19, of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return. This right here is, this pronouncement is the curse. This is, at this point in time, this is where we identify in Romans 8, verses 1 and 2, for there's no condemnation to them that love God or called, you know, that God brings us into salvation. But verse 2 says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from what law? The spirit, the law of sin and death. This right here, what we just read, is the law of sin and death. At that moment in time, creation died, mankind died. It was another 800 and something years before he physically died, or Eve physically died. It was many, many hundreds of years. But their spirit person, and that's not the lesson today, it died, and the genetic code began to disintegrate. And because of it, because of sin, and because of the effects of it, the body began to go into a debilitation and a dying process. Not only that, combined with that, coupled with that, was Satan's ability to rule because of the sin nature. And he also could play a part, not just in the genetic downfall of mankind and sickness that would come about and disease that would come about and debilitation that would come about, but that's all of the natural. But the enemy could also come in and attach himself as a result of that. Here I have it in my notes. I didn't even look down. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. This was John G. Lake's, one of his favorite go-tos. His favorite, one of his go-tos was, this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, I have not only been spiritually delivered, now because of that, I have all the promise that the law of the Spirit of life, which is the life of Christ, the born-again Spirit, You know, there's a difference. There is really a difference in the healing or the way in which we administer healing or can receive healing versus upon who you are, whether you're born again or not born again. If people come in here in groves in the future, and maybe there's somebody here this morning, they could come forward with a sickness. And even prior to their salvation, I could lay hands on them. You could lay hands on them on the streets or in their home or in a restaurant. And if they ask for it or would receive it, they can receive the healing power of God. And it will transfer through you to them through your words or through the enzymes, I like to say it that way, of your hands to them. But it has to come from a source. It cannot come from within. But with you, it can work either way. I can either lay my hands on you or somebody else, and the anointing on them can work with the anointing that is in you. But you don't even have to have that if you can believe or come to a place. But there's a clause. The clause was in James that if there were any sick or weak among you, they could call for the elders of the church. How many have ever been in a place where you say, I need some help? There's no shame in saying, I need some help. The shame is staying the way you are and not going to the next place and desiring to do whatever it takes to get there. Listen, at this point in time, I'll take my faith, your faith, and everybody else, if they're walking in a place. Somebody said, well, I'll just do it myself and prove my maturity. Well, listen, that's all right. But if you lay there sick year after year, month after month, and if somebody could step up with just a little bit more of something you don't have and pass over to you and join what what is on the inside of you, the law of the Spirit of life, with the power in their life, and those two worlds can meet and you get raised up and you can run with this message, then so be it. Hallelujah. Your maturity and not doing anything doesn't prove anything. Come on now. Somebody help me out. I need some preachers in here with me. Genesis 2:18 says, and the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make for him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, I love this, out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names unto all the cattle and the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon him, to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Here's make some observations before we go further. The power of God to create was in what he said. We saw that in the all through chapter 1. By what he said, the word said in the Hebrew is amar, and it's a very powerful word, and I'll just give you some. It's to be used with great latitude, means to appoint. It means to bid. It means to boast or challenge of something. It means to command or communicate a desire, a determination, an expression. It means to plainly to promise. A lot of different things that could be expressed in amar. Everything both terrestrial, there or here on earth, or celestial in the heavens, whether it was planetariums or if it was all the solar system, it was all created by what he, Amar, said, what God put into action by what he said. God did say in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our own image. And God, when he said that, he was saying this starts the creation process. when he said, let us make man in our own image after our own likeness, that started the creation process. But it was not enough from God's his perspective concerning mankind. He actually had to put his hands on man to form him into his image. This is where, again, Genesis 2:7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The word is yostar. And it means this, a squeezing. A squeezing. This is when he formed the word yostar. It means to form or to shape. It means to mold, to form, especially as a potter would a piece of pottery. It means to bring forth in a fashion or a frame, the purpose being fashioning pottery. No other creation or creature received the actual hands of God in its original creation, and then the breath also which was to follow. The original body type was without sin, and it was without sickness. But we know that Genesis 3 changed all of that. It changed all that. Well, let's go to the Genesis of the New Testament, which is in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, please. And we'll begin at verse 1. Here's a new beginning. Genesis is the word beginning. Here's a new beginning. We read the first beginning. Now here is the second and the new beginning of all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The word here is Logos, which is the second member of the Godhead. We know him as Jesus, the Messiah, Son of God, Son of Man. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Isn't this incredible? We know that God, as we call him, the administrator, the Father, spoke things into his predetermined desire. But the word says here that Jesus, or we call him Jesus, he's the one that starts out here in John 1 as the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, who? This one that we call the Logos, the Word. Colossians says, by him all things were created, and he is the first. He is the beginning of all things. All things came out of him. It's amazing how the Godhead works. The Holy Spirit hovered and brought forth whatever came out of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, just he brought it all together and brought forth the absolute creation of it. But we see when God said, let us make man in our image, we see all three members of the Godhead working in unison to bring forth not only the physical structure of man, but the spiritual man as well. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. The Word was made. He became flesh. My God, what a mystery. What a mystery. What a wonder. God When Satan caused the fall in Genesis 3, he never had any thought that God would become a man. Isn't that amazing? And we have to understand this. Although we live with an absolute understanding that Jesus lived nothing or did nothing of his deity within him, as in conquering sin or healing the sick, which puts us on a plane, an absolute plane with Jesus, that now that we're born again, we can do the same works that he did and greater, right? Because he's gone to the Father. That gives us great hope. But we have to understand this, and we're not teaching on this this morning. I think this is an advertisement of things to come. It took both God and man to redeem man. Do you understand that? It wasn't just a man. It was a God-man that redeemed man. If it would have, God had to, and it's a redundant statement. He had to be both. That's who he was. And if that's who he was, he had to be both for this redemption to take place. But this great one that we call the Logos, it says here, he was, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. Everybody say grace for grace. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to receive this morning, some more grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He has declared him. Well, let's just think for a few moments about him declaring the Father. What is the Father's will for your fallen human body? What is it for your fallen human body? Is it like much of the church that believes that because I'm going through something and I'm enduring, that God is going to take my endurance and use it to prove his love, or to prove that mankind in a horrible situation, cancer, debilitation, every kind of demoralizing, because it is demoralizing for the individual. They feel the desperateness of everything that they're going through. The church at large, because they don't understand that he has come to declare the Father. In other words, what he did in action declared the Father. Do you get that? You look at not just what he said, but what he did, it declares the Father. And he takes what was created in its original state in perfection, and then after the fall comes into the attack of the disintegration of the genetic codes, and then on top of that, the satanic attack that comes with it, spirits of infirmity. And there's only one way to reconcile. Either you do one or two things. You grit your teeth, take a pencil, and bite down on it, and live in infirmity and say, we will trust God, although he slays me, yet will I trust him. He doesn't slay you, but you do need to trust him. He wants you to hupomene, however you want to say it. He does want consistency, because you won't make it to the other side. You'll drown or die. He does want that. But that's not the end result. The end result is taking your faith, that is what you're believing as a declaration of him representing the Father. He has declared the Father. And saying, I lay hold on that until it's manifest physically. This is your will. This is my hope. There was a recent prophecy. The Lord said, I can't remember it all, but I know this. He said, I want you to snuggle with it. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to sleep with it. I want you to wake up when you go have to go to those potty breaks in the middle of the night. Rehearse it. I don't care what my body's telling me. I'm healed. I remember, my God, it's been, we're married 46. It was right after I had something really, really bad that was going on in me. And we had just got married. And I'd been standing for it, the healing. It's a personal thing, but you can imagine. And I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I was in a step, and I got healed. Jesus is with you all night. He's not just with you in church. He's not just with you when you're praying in tongues. He's not just with you when you're worshiping. He's not just with you when you're reading the Word of God. Oh, that's when I feel I'm in His prayer. No, you're in His presence all the time. And He wants you to come indoctrinated with the thought process, I'm healed because I'm in Him and He's on me and He's working on me. See, listen, there's nothing wrong, and I enjoy it myself. I've been the recipient of it myself, but too often, because of our roots, if we don't fall down, or if we don't feel it, or if we don't start crying, or if some kind of emotional high doesn't touch us, and I'm not talking, God's emotions are not just an emotional high, but if there's not some kind of outward sign, it just says, okay, I got prayed for, now let me move on. You have to draw a line at some point. And some of you already have drawn that line, but then you get an opportunity for another, me touch you, you touch me. Do you understand? Glory be to God. This is body ministry in action. Hallelujah. I don't know, and I'm not bragging. I mean, many of you are doing the same. I don't know what I'm doing fasting and praying all the time if I can't offer this and give it out. When do you release this? Hallelujah. I got something to release. You got something to release. So I was right in the middle of a step. It was about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I got healed. I said, my God, I can feel God on top of me, in me, on me. Got healed. The Word made flesh had the same body. Here's the amazing part. The Word that was made flesh had the same body type that we have today. He had the same Genesis 3 fall body type that we have today. It could get sick. It could have got cancer. It could have got this. It could have got that. His assignment, yes, was to bring back humanity. His first and foremost was to bring humanity back, to restore Genesis 3. But in particularly, specifically, this morning, he's ministering on soteria or sozo or however you want to say it, an all-encompassing. Jesus said, look, I love the way Jesus ministered, right? He said to the impotent man, he didn't say, be healed. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And they said, nobody can do that except God. You're blaspheming. Oh, he said, okay, I'll show you. It's an equal equation. It doesn't matter. Rise up and walk. In other words, he showed that day that sins forgiven and bodies healed are in his sight equal. You don't have to make the choice. Oh, sure. I'd rather go to heaven sick than to be the best fit athlete and go to hell. Well, I mean, anybody's got that much sense. That's not even an argument. But why take one or the other when you can have both? Did he, here's the question, and I'm just going to read, and then we're going to go, and we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask the elders to come and pray with me, and then I'm going to come into your living room. We're going to come into your room. You may be the most mature person that I know, or seated here, and you may be an elder, a pastor, an evangelist, or whoever you are. You may, but your humility is this morning. We're all working together for one common cause, and that's to get you raised up. Can I take a wit, or can I get a witness, as we said from the beginning, if anything changes, will you give God incredible glory today? Will you look for small changes? Will you just look for? Will you examine throughout the day? Will you examine throughout the night? Okay, Holy Spirit, wake them. When they go, if they do have a bathroom break in the night, remind them. Ask them, does it feel better? Hallelujah, Jesus. Did he declare? I'm going to read these. You don't have to turn there. You can if you want to, or you can just mark them down. Here are a list of all the different times, and I'm doing this out of Matthew to give you a sequential, chronological kind of, not going into different gospels, but knowing that these all were separate times in which there was no distinguishing. He healed them all. And these are not individuals, these individual healings. These are crowd or multiple groups, and I'll just read these, and you'll listen, and you'll gain faith, and many of you have heard these before, but you can write them down, or you can turn there, but I'm going to move along pretty quickly. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness, and all manner of diseases among the people. What about all? Do we not understand? We understand all, don't we? What does all mean? If all of everybody in here or out there got healed this morning, how many would lack not getting healed? None. What does all mean? All. In that crowd on that day, whenever he ministered, all got healed. And his fame, verse 24, and his fame, I didn't read it all, went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. We've already seen the word all. In Matthew, number 2, Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 says this, and when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which were spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. If I get to Jesus meetings, and this is where we're headed, this is why we're hated, this is why the spirits of infirmities come, and all those 8 demonic spirits of attacking the church, because there's a group, and not just us, there's a group in the earth that are saying, we're going to get there, Jesus, and we're headed there, Jesus, and when anybody comes to our meetings, Jesus, they'll be your meetings, Jesus, and you'll heal them all. I can't wait for the day in which after the service is over, I'm going to say, is there anybody here that has anything that didn't get healed in this service? Because we're going to see them get all healed. Glory be to God. And it says, where are we at? That was 2. Number 3, Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing, here we go, every sickness and every, here he didn't say all, now he's using the word every sickness and every disease among the people. 4, Matthew 10, see, we're going right through Matthew, 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Number 5, Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. You're catching it. 6, Matthew 14:13-14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Whatever sick was there, that's the understanding there. If you were sick, you got healed in that crowd. Number 7, Matthew 14:34-36. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of the Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and brought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many, there was no exception, as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the woman with the issue of blood, because if you look at it chronologically, it happened before this. I think that report got over across the lake. And I think they thought, hey, that lady's a hero. Let's all touch the hem of his garment. But as many as did, God healed. 8. And Jesus departed, Matthew 15:29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat there. And a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Just that's it. He just healed them. That's it. There was no exception. Inasmuch as the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak and the maimed to be made whole and the lame to walk and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. 9. Matthew 21:12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind, now if you were there that day, and if you were blind, and if you were lame, came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Hallelujah. If you were there in the temple that day, Matthew tells us, any blind, all lame, they got healed that day. In the above, or the examples above, listen, in what we just read, Jesus is trying to call us. He's telling me, that's true, what I'm telling you. It's true. I'm telling you, it's true. In the examples that I just read, there are no caveats. There's no discretionary examples. It's just carte blanche authority to heal everyone that came. No discretionary. What do you mean by discretionary? Listen real close, because we need to get this point across before we pray. We in this service, particularly now, for this purpose, we are divorcing ourselves from every discretionary argument for the purpose of the supernatural. Okay? For the purpose of the supernatural, we are divorcing ourselves, and I'll explain, every discretionary argument that might be a hindrance to our faith. What kind of discretionary? If I ate better, if I wouldn't have done this to my body, if I would, all those things may be true. And he may deal with you at some point. But one of the greatest hindrances to any kind of service like this is not only do you physically need to be healed, but you also need to step into a realm of faith that is absolutely devoid of any reconciliation of things that have to do with, at this point, your responsibility to receive the virtue that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you can catch that, you can be healed. There are times when the Holy Spirit will visit with conviction and discretion. In other words, you need to change this. You need to stop doing this. You need to, okay, Lord, I know listen, how many times do you have to repent for things that you've done to your body? Just one time. If you're living in the result of things, who hasn't done stuff? There are times when the Holy Spirit will visit with conviction and discretion, but the first and most desirable place in the Father's heart is to restore His creation back to the original health He created supernaturally. He can't restore you back to your original bodies that we were created for, or an Adam, a pre-Genesis 3, but He can restore continual health. Glory be to God. Listen, I have been healed holistically, like following things. I had a gallbladder thing that they said, you got a full gallbladder stones. This was 15 years ago. I went to the hospital. Somebody came back. They said, you do this. I prayed. They gave me some holistic stuff. It was wonderful. I like olive oil when I dip it with a little bit of, you know, that's really good. But when you have to drink a glass with the other mixtures, you are on the verge of throwing up. But I got healed. I am a sports enthusiast. You say, well, Pastor, you don't appear to be. For years, not to show off. You're not there, so I'm not showing off. At least 6 days a week, I put in some of you guys will understand, I work out to failure. That's an exhaustive. That's like go till you almost want to. I live on the edge of conviction about how much I spend, because when you open my cabinet above my coffee thing that Candy has fixed for me, it looks like this guy's a fanatic. So I'm putting so much good stuff, and I read all the time about what good stuff. But listen, our foundation cannot be, because there's people listening to me and there's people in here that all the exercise and all the holistic and all of everything that you can possibly do is not going to get your body healed to the measure that it needs to be healed. And there comes a point where you have to step apart from all kinds of any kind of reasoning, especially the one like, well, if I go on a diet after this, or if I do this, or I do that, or if I start, that may help. But there's some people that can't even hardly walk. Jesus didn't qualify anybody with any discretionary discussion. He said, let's take care of this first. Then the Holy Spirit will come to you later if you need Him. But what means more to God is for Him to touch you supernaturally with the very enzymes of God flowing from His Spirit through another vessel at times. And I can't touch you this morning. I'm going to speak the word, and God's going to come into your body right where you are, as He already is. And that which is working in you is going to be combined with a level of his anointing to change things. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Now, Marty, I'm warm again. You can turn this up. Hallelujah. Can you please move this? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's just begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Harry. Just begin to... We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Let's take care of our friends that are watching first, lest you get up here and I begin to minister. And we don't want to forget. So I'm going to ask you to kind of turn at a 45 if you're in the congregation and stretch your hands towards the camera. Those of you, you're recipients of our prayers this morning. There's men and women in here that love God and know God and just like you do. And right now I speak to infirmity that's in your bodies. And I command in the name of Jesus, crippling to come out of your back, out of your legs, sciatica, I command you to come out. I command and speak against cancer, heart disease, and every malady that is encompassing the body of Christ, listening to these words. I release the healing power of God. And I command in the name of Jesus that something right now begins to take place. Let the anointing of God press into your body. That's right, as you begin to lift your hands wherever you're at, all across the continent, all across the world, in every state, wherever you're at, in Jesus' name, I'm releasing the power of God to you right now. The very virtue that's working in you also comes from us to you through them in this place. In Jesus' name, cancer, you must go. Heart disease, you must go. Epilepsy, you must go. Confusion, you must go. We'll get into emotional things now. In Jesus' name, I command depression to come off of your body and off of your mind. I command the fear that's been coming to you at night to dissipate and come off of you in the name of Jesus. And I release the hope of God to come into you in a very powerful way. In the name of Jesus, receive that. Receive that. Receive that. I command your feet healed. Arthritis. Inflammation of joints in Jesus' name. Every female problem or challenge, every male problem or challenge, I command in the name of Jesus, healed in the name of Jesus. I release the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. By his stripes, you are healed this morning. Hallelujah. Now let's just worship God. Let's just worship God for our friends and family that are receiving right now along with us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask you to come and to stand. You maybe have to stand in two lines, one line close to the front and then another line. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to ask the elders to come, and the elders can stand around and just stretch out their faith. If they feel impressed to touch someone, that's okay. But eliminate yourself right now. Listen to me. Eliminate yourself and those of the, that have just been prayed for from any... What you're looking for is what has oftentimes separated you from the miracle. What you've got to look for is that place that his word just described, that he declared the Father. And the Father's will for your life this morning and this day is to begin to feel the effects. You've got to determine when you walk away from this grace line or this healing line, that wherever your faith has been, it doesn't have to start over, but something was added to it. For some of you, it's a start. For many of you, it's just a continual graduation of where you're already standing. But this morning, I'm going to lay my hands on you, and it may not be, but just for a moment. But I believe, now this is what I believe, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the glory of God that is in me, Jesus did it in a number of different ways. He spoke, he laid hands, he spit, he sent, he did it all different ways. But the bottom line was the virtue of God came out of him. And this morning, my hands are just going to be his hands. Not because I'm elevated to any place, but when I touch you, I release the power of God to you. So if you have anything that you want to stand for physically this morning, please come and stand. Harry, lead us. Give them just a few moments to come. And come real close to the front. Now, I don't know what you might feel or what you might not feel, but I can tell you this, that I believe that every one of you believed the scriptures that we read. They were all healed. And I'm just going to stop talking because I'm going to start touching. And those of you that are watching, this is coming through a touch. The word has went out. Now this is coming through a touch. I'm releasing. Jesus, I'm releasing what's in my hands. So in Jesus' name. Might not be a long touch, just a touch, but in the name of Jesus, both of you, receive the virtue of the Lord. Be healed. I release the power of God to you now in the name of Jesus. Let it flow. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Receive the virtue of the Lord Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive the virtue in Jesus' name. I release the power of God to you. Come out of my hands to his body in the name of Jesus, and I call it done. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of God. Command that gallbladder healed in the name of Jesus, honey. Receive the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. This thing is healed. I call it done. In the name of Jesus, I release the power, the enzymes of God, the glory of God into your body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, I command this thing's done. Command it over. Swelling go down. Healing and virtue now I release in the power of God into you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, virtue, healing power, I release it to him now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, son. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I release the Lord. Oh, I release the power of God into you, Joe. In Jesus' name, be healed right now. Virtue of God. Receive the virtue of the Lord into your body. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I release the power of God to you, Watson. Be healed in the name of Jesus. The virtue of the Lord come into your body now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Whole, healed. I release this power to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Release now. Through my hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, right now, release this to Tina now. In Jesus' name. Virtue, 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 healing power, the name of Jesus. Virtue, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 Hallelujah. Release your power. Release your glory, Jesus. Release your glory, Jesus. Virtue, 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 virtue. Rest. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Restoration. Virtue. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda caressa, caressa, tala. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, virtue. Hallelujah, Jesus. Virtue, his virtue. Glory to God. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Healing virtue. Healing virtue. Your glory, Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Your name. Your name, Jesus. Your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Virtue. Jesus. There he is. Jesus, Jesus. Virtue. Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. In his name, the virtue of God. The life of Jesus. Released. Release. Release. Release now. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Virtue. Your virtue, Jesus. Healing power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your virtue, Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. There he is. Well, Jesus, Jesus. Your virtue, Jesus. Your virtue, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your glory. Your glory. Your virtue, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your virtue, Jesus. Jesus. Icarus, O Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda carese te di asante. Manda ela carese te di auto. Manda carese te. Release your glory. Hallelujah. I want every elder, I want you guys to come. I want you to put your hand on it. Come on. Hallelujah. I think it'll be all right. Both on both of them. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeff, come over here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over these two. In the name of Jesus, I glorify you, Jesus. I release the power of God in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Lord Jesus, I command them raised up. I command the power of God to them and in them. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. In Jesus' name, we release the power of God in you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you'll live and not die. In the name of Jesus, we raise you up by the power of God. Your greater days are ahead of you. The ministry is ahead of the both of you in the name of Jesus. We release the hope of God. We release the power of God in the name of Jesus. Your glory on them, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Y'all could just pray over them as however you want. And glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I release the power of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it, honey. In Jesus' name. His glory. His glory. His glory. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 I release the power of God to you. I release the power of God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Be raised up. Restored. Restored. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your name, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know Jesus loves you so much. You're so such a you're a good guy. You're a good guy. Love you, Jesus. I release the power of God to him. You have a purpose for his life. You have a wonderful purpose for his life. Jesus, I release the power of God to him. Lord, I thank you that he is loved. And we love him. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have this wonderful, wonderful plan for him. Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus, broken off of his life in the name of Jesus. And I command this young man filled with the peace of God. And I pray that you'll come and visit him at night. I pray you'll come and visit him into the day. Sweet sleep, peace. I rebuke you, Satan, and I bind you and I command you every discouragement, every fear, every anxiety come off of him in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I pray you'll bless him. Bless him with your presence and bless him with your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Release the power of God to you in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Receive the virtue of the Lord. Something changes today. Something changes. Something changes in the name of Jesus. Healing virtue. Something changes. We release the power of God. Hallelujah. Something changes. I release the power of God. Be healed in your body. be healed in your body. Receive the virtue of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive the virtue. Receive the virtue. Jesus' name. That's it. Receive the virtue. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Change. Good change. Good things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda careso, careso. Manda la careso, la careso. Jesus, I command this lump to disappear in the name of Jesus. I command it to disappear now in the name of Jesus. You go all through the day shrinking now in the name of Jesus. And before next service, gone in the name of Jesus. Completely gone in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God right now in Jesus' name. Come on her in the name of Jesus. And through her, I command this thing to shrink in the name of Jesus and completely dissipate out of her body in the name of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. She's getting a witness. She wants a witness. Jesus. Jesus. There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. Woo. Hallelujah. Jesus, release the power of God to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Release the power of God. Oh, healing virtue. Virtue in their bodies. Virtue in your glory. In Jesus' name right now, your glory to Natalie. Jesus. Jesus' name. More of your presence. More of your glory. Release that power to her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. More. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda caressa de la caresta de diviata. Gada caressa vade dias. Release your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda caressa. Don't you even think about going any place for 120 at least years. Hallelujah. Jesus, glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Manda caressa. Manda caressa. Oh, I need a catcher because I think these two are on their way down. I can feel it. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Man, it was like a second wind come in here. Hallelujah. It increased. I don't know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we weren't doing anything, just walking around. It just increased. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mahadasato. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Makata. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, you want the increase. She saw that next wave come through here, and she wants it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I need it. All right, here he is. Mahado Soto. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Here he is. Mando Caresoto. Jesus. 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 Mando Caresoto. Oh. Jesus. Mando Caresoto. Mando Caresoto. Mando Caresoto. Mando Caresoto. Manda hata ha. Release the glory in this wave that just came through. I release your glory through the TV, through the streaming in the name of Jesus. Mandakares, I don't understand how that comes like that. Just that a second wave is stronger than the first. I release the power of God. Release the power of God in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Mahaso Karasi. Some of you just right there on your couch, living room, lifting your hands. I release the power of God to you in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God to you in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God to you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now. No cadesso cadesse. Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand here. Yes. Okay. Yes, of course, her dad. In the name of Jesus. Onda Kedesity, there he is. Jesus. Makotosete. Every one of these ways. Every one of. Oh, Jesus. Makadosoto. Maharasoto. Menda Kedesoto. Menda Kedesity. I wish you'd let you hold her because mama's wanting to go down. It's okay, even if you don't. Dasokotala. Jesus. Jesus. Just, I know, receive it. Go ahead. She'll take care of her in Jesus' name. Mahatola kadasa tala. Manda kerese kiritiatata. Manda kerese kiritiatala. Ooh, man. Stand beside her, Gabe, because when I started walking over here, I stepped into something. Jesus. Come on. Go ahead. Receive this miracle, both of you. Receive this miracle. Jesus. That's all. I believe with you. In Jesus' name. I believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we're getting things warmed up for Jim, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the power came today. I know the power came. It wasn't just me. We all felt him. And, wow, I'll never get used to the Holy Ghost. He's just so wonderful. Just so wonderful. We love all of you that are watching, all of you that are here. Be with us Wednesday night. It's Valentine's Day. Bring your Valentine here. And then we'll have Jim and Kathy the rest of the week, following week, starting on Sunday. So. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're blessed, and you are blessed. You don't have to rush out, but you're blessed. Have a wonderful day.